Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Power has been restored to all 148,000 customers of Pacific Gas and Electric on the Central Coast, just in time for Monday morning coffee making and electric toothbrushing. At its height last night, the outage stretched from San Luis Obispo County to Santa Barbara County. PG&E tweeted that equipment failure at a substation caused the outage. Over the weekend, a board member of the Bitcoin Foundation revealed it's received a cease and desist warning from the California Department of Financial Institutions for allegedly engaging in money transmission without a license. Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer digital currency, but the board member insisted in Forbes magazine the foundation itself does not engage in money transmissions. More than 2,000 uninsured and underinsured people visited San Bernardino over the weekend for a free health care clinic at the National Orange Show Events Center, a vast facility usually the site of concerts and citrus festivals. People stood in line for 4 hours or more to receive free medical and dental work, as well as eye exams and prescription glasses. Event organizers say their customers were mostly working poor, who don't qualify for Medi-Cal but can't afford private insurance. Covered California, the state's insurance market, plans to spend millions on an ad blitz and social media strategy as the Affordable Health Care Act begins to roll out. Perhaps the toughest challenge is reaching ethnic communities where English is a second language. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has the story.
At Vietnamese language radio station VNCR, located in the heart of Orange County's Little Saigon neighborhood, Mai Phung Nguyen prepares for the weekly broadcast of her show Shukwe Vaban, or You and Your Health. Nguyen, who is also a primary care doctor, is using her dad's radio station as a platform to spread the word about health reform. Her shows have focused on the requirement that everyone have health insurance next year or pay a fine, and how the health law specifically benefits Asians. But asked Nguyen how many of her patients have talked to her about health reform?
None. After 1 year of programming, none.
Nearly one in five Vietnamese Americans in California is uninsured. More than half aren't proficient in English. And they're not alone. Researchers at UC Berkeley and UCLA estimate more than 100,000 eligible Californians will miss out on the Affordable Care Act because of language barriers. Nguyen says suspicion will play a role, too.
A lot of ethnic communities have great hesitancy to be accepted as part of the mainstream because our collective experience is that we've always been in the margins, so we've gotten used to being in the margins. And so ACA is different in that it's saying, oh, we do care about you, bring you to the table.
Little Saigon small business owner Tyler Diep dropped by the radio station. He says the Vietnamese business owners he knows are planning to get out of the health law's requirements for insuring workers by laying off staff. Businesses with more than 50 full-time employees must provide insurance or face penalties.
It's not that they don't want to provide health care. It's just that in order to stay above water, they cannot afford the additional cost.
When I visit a busy doctor's office, patient Nikki Dong's opinion on the health law is pretty negative. Dong says she worries about the cost of covering more people.
This means we have to pay more taxes. We have to, like, work harder, and that's why it's kind of unfair.
The goal of health reform, to reduce the number of uninsured and keep insurance premiums affordable, depends on lots of people signing up for coverage. But the Vietnamese community isn't the only Asian community where health reform advocates are expecting to encounter confusion and resistance. A copier hums at the offices of the Asian Pacific American Legal Center in downtown Los Angeles, where Dorina Wong works. Wong is leading an effort to get the state's Asian populations aware of a key piece of health reform, the state-run insurance marketplace Covered California.
It is overwhelming when, you know, we think about how much we need to do. But because we feel like it's so important, it needs to get done. I think, you know, that kind of motivates us, that kind of keeps us going.
Wong will use a $1 million grant to educate communities from Sacramento to San Diego on Covered California's health plan options and available tax credits. She'll work with 21 community groups to fan out in dozens of neighborhoods, including Chinese, Indian, Thai, Pakistani, and Samoan. In Vietnamese enclaves, they'll visit nail salons and beauty schools. For Korean communities, churches will be key. In many cases, Wong says, outreach workers will need to teach people what a premium and a copayment is.
A lot of our community are immigrants, and so that means that they're not familiar with our healthcare system. I mean, it's crazy enough for us to navigate our system when we grow up with it. But for somebody coming over from another country, they don't understand, you know, what is a managed care plan? You know, why do I have to get permission to go see a doctor?
Complicating matters, Covered California's online insurance application will only be available in English and Spanish. Wong says she and others have been trying to get Covered California officials to change that. But with enrollment opening October 1st, they won't be able to delay outreach. Wong's anxious to get started for other reasons, too. Immigrant communities, she says, are vulnerable to scams.
That's why we want to get the word out and tell them where to go, not that other, that little store with the little shingle out there that says, you know, I have health insurance, cheap health insurance, you know, which will spring up.
Back in Little Saigon, community health worker Lucy Huynh says she thinks federal health reform may not be such a tough sell. Huynh is with the Orange County Asian and Pacific Islander Community Alliance, one of the groups involved in the outreach. She says the Vietnamese community has high rates of lung and liver cancer. And over the years, she's been approached many times by people who were rejected by private insurers because they were sick.
They ask me again and again, and I always say that someday I hope that everyone can get the health insurance.
Covered California has awarded more than a dozen grants to groups that will target the state's Asian populations. The state's massive outreach campaign to enroll all eligible Californians is set to kick off next month. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
That's the California Report for Monday, June 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And the California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges.